Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:46, 14 before 8. Mandy Landry joins us right now here on WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker. Mandy is the Louisiana State Representative who has decided to run for Karen Carter Peterson's Senate seat. How you doing, Mandy? Representative Landry.
Good morning, Tommy. I'm always happy to talk to you.
Yeah, I don't mean to be too familiar. I'm sorry about that. Is it okay to call you Mandy instead of Representative
Landry? Of course. I think you're a friend, and I'm going to call you Tommy forever.
Yeah, I think we're friends. So let's talk about the bills in the legislature that have your attention. I think you're going to have one heard today. Is that right?
No, I had one yesterday that passed through Senate committee. Right. It was one of the early bills that I got support from a whole bunch of Republicans from the Bayou region and also the governor. We had, after Ida and Laura, a lot of, you know, bad apple landlords, to say the least, who were evicting people who had evacuated for hurricanes, and they were also using some hurricane damage as an excuse to kick people out, throw their belongings out, even though the home itself was fine. And so it's a very direct law that says 30 days after a federally declared disaster in that parish that you can't evict someone. And it's a shame that has to be a major piece of legislation, that we have people doing that. But it is something, considering how many hurricanes we've been having lately, that I think will encourage people to evacuate.
What else has your attention this session?
Well, on the social side, unfortunately, yesterday the House passed through the Anti-Trans Sports Act, the controversial bill that was vetoed by the governor last year. So, you know, with that and some of the abortion-related legislation, we've been having to deal with some heavy topics. But on the positive side, the budget's moving through, capital outlays moving through. This is a decent year to be a representative because there's a fair amount of money in the state. So it's always a good thing. Most of it's going towards infrastructure. There are quite a few big projects in New Orleans and Jefferson Parish that will happen. So overall, while we've been dealing with some heavy social and cultural issues, the state as a whole, the money flowing to the roads and bridges and drainage is looking better this year.
This trans bill, it just seems so divisive for no reason. And Royce DuPlessis, when the legislature failed to override it last year, said, come on, guys, if this was really about protecting our daughters in sports, everybody would be for it. But it's just a bill that, and I know I'm going to get text here about it, but I just got to say it because I think it's right. It's just a bill that turns one group against the other for no reason, and there really is not a problem here, is there?
There's no problem here. It's meant to demonize people who others see as easy to pick on. Our caucus chair, Sam Jenkins, and a lovely older man went up and said, these are the children we're supposed to be protecting. Why are we targeting children instead of protecting them? And to me, that's kind of the point here. If we had some epidemic of trans, you know, students causing a problem, we would be addressing it. What we have an epidemic of, unfortunately, is bullying and children being abused by coaches, priests, adults around them. So it to me, it's the opposite direction. And I had a couple amendments to try to address criminal penalties for adults in schools who abuse children because of this, for counseling needed for these fragile children. And unfortunately, it just became, you know, unfortunately, a culture war issue that we're seeing too much of.
Yep. Solution looking for a problem, 750, at least is my opinion. Y'all can text me with whatever you think. 750, 10 till 8. Mandy, when we come back, we're going to talk about abortion and Roe v. Wade leaked opinion, your candidacy for the Senate, et cetera, et cetera. We're talking to Representative Mandy Landry. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. It is 10 till 8, and that's time for traffic on WWL. 756, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Representative Mandy Landry. You can follow her on Twitter at Vote Landry, which is one of the best Twitter handles ever, Mandy, for what you're trying to accomplish. I got to congratulate you on that one.
Thank you. One day I'm going to take back Landry for Louisiana from our attorney general. Not today, but one day.
Okay. I like yours better, and I bet he hates that you have that one. Maybe you could arrange a trade.
I'm sure.
All right, so let's talk about the issue of abortion. You went to Notre Dame, Georgetown Law. I don't know where you went to. Blank High School. I have in my family an Ursuline nun. And when Barack Obama was elected, I was talking to her saying, well, yeah, but, you know, he's pro-choice. And she said, because she was lauding his election. And I said, yeah, but he's pro-choice, you know, because she's a Catholic nun. But the response was, yeah, well, sometimes you got to give and take on issues. You got to sometimes give up one thing to get another. And she was talking about helping poor people. And I mentioned that because a lot of times what people say and what they feel are different things. And I just wonder, personally, do you get any pushback from family members or anything? Do you feel as though in a legislature you're out there on an island alone? And why is this issue so important to you?
Well, I mean, there's a big difference between being up in the legislature and being in New Orleans. And being home in New Orleans, you know, even though there may be family or some people in the city who don't agree with all stances I have, I feel extremely supported. I know I represent my district. I know I represent the city. And when it comes to abortion, you know, what I heard often when knocking doors was, well, I don't really love this, but I don't think anyone has the right to tell you what to do with your body. And a lot of these older women would say, you know, people go through tough times, especially when they're having children, and I don't want to put myself in their shoes. And when it comes to issues of families, you know, women who are Catholic take birth control as much as women who aren't, do seek out pregnancy termination as much as women who aren't. There's a large national organization called Catholics for Choice. And I think all that shows there's a wide diversity of views within any group of people, within any religion. And for me, why I think people know I'm genuine is I also do a lot of work on behalf of women's health issues, both before and after birth. And I think that's what's important is whatever situation a woman finds herself in with children or not, we need to make sure she has access to health care that she needs, but especially after she has children. I mean, a lot of stuff is going on then with both you and the baby.
Some of the grandstanding that is going on around this issue, does that concern you that people aren't taking this seriously, that it's become part of the culture wars and that it's just going to, people are going to go to their respective corners, or has it always been that way?
It has become that in the last 10 or so years, and it's not moving. I mean, I have a lot of colleagues on many issues, but even on abortion, that I know they fall somewhere sort of in the middle, like some restrictions might be okay with them, but they definitely don't believe in a complete ban. But they feel like they have to vote for these extreme bills. For example, 80% of people in the country and in Louisiana, just in Louisiana, believe there should at minimum be exceptions for rape and incest. And you have a handful of people who don't agree with those exceptions who are running the show here. And I think that's very, very damaging, and it leaves us with no reasonable people willing to speak up.
Thank you, Mandy. Appreciate your time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.